33254Hz and 47554Hz. Online streaming, view on desktop ID, and at RTB Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
A role model deeply committed to peace, humanity, and brotherhood. Pope Francis' visit to Jakarta last year left a profound impression, not only on the Catholic community, but on the hearts of all Indonesians.
Tidak hanya di kalangan umat Katolik, namun di hati seluruh rakyat Indonesia.
Prabowo also praised the values consistently upheld by Pope Francis, such as humility, solidarity, love the poor, and compassion for others. Qualities he believes will remain an enduring example. And Minister Sugiono conveys condolences. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono, Monday on 21st April 2025, expressed his condolences on the death of Pope Francis. He conveyed this on the sidelines of the 2+2 meeting between Indonesia and China in Beijing, China. Sugiono said the world felt the loss of Pope Francis, who cared about humanity and had a high sense of fraternity for others.
We express our condolences on the death of Pope Francis. He was a hero who cared deeply about humanity, about spiritual goals, and her sense of fraternity for the few and extraordinary conviction of others. I think the world fears the loss of such a noble hero. May he find peace in his comrades.
The 2+2 meeting between Indonesia and China resulted in an agreement to establish a comprehensive strategic dialogue to strengthen bilateral cooperation in 5 main areas: economy, people-to-people relations, maritime affairs, politics, and security. Both countries also agreed to improve cooperation in law enforcement and maritime security, set up a new consultation mechanism on weapons-related issues, and support reforms in the multilateral system through various international forums. Foreign Ministry and UN Women launched SIAP for Indonesian migrant workers. To improve protection and services for Indonesian migrant workers, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and UN Women have launched a new app called SIAP. Or artificial friend of Indonesian migrants. This AI-based system is designed to help with the communication and provide important information for Indonesian migrant workers, especially women who's living abroad. Acting Director General of Protocol and Consular Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Andy Rahmianto, explained that the launch of SAI completes the ministry's previous 2 digital apps, Portability UNE and Safe Travel. Andy said that the SAI is a strategic step to make the presence of Indonesian government felt through digital services that are empathetic, responsive, and easily accessible for migrant workers around the world. Sasumi is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Sasumi is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of sasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cold to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One cacao nib is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 cacao nibs. Cacao nib is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Cacao nib is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In Rathore, cacao nib is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Cacao nib can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. The Sari app has several main advantages, including the ability to respond with empathy, provide quick answers, and be available 24 hours every day. Sari also understands local languages like Sundanese, Makassaris, and Malay, which are often used by Indonesian migrant workers. Chairperson of Indonesia's National Human Rights Commission highlights the role of women defending human rights. The National Human Rights Commission of Indonesia underscores the crucial role of women in advancing human rights. Also has the details. The chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, Agnete Novasijiro, emphasized that women's struggle cannot be separated from the broader fight for human rights. She gave this message during the dynamic of women's rights progressions or repressions held in Jakarta on Monday. She stated that today women's efforts are not only about fighting for their own rights, but also about defending the rights of others as a part of wider humanitarian struggle. Women's struggle can no longer stop at the effort to fight for our own rights. It must also be extended to defending human rights in general, including the rights of others. So there is a struggle for ourselves, and there is a struggle for the broader house of human rights. Furthermore, Agnete explained that it is important for Indonesia to understand that anyone who defends basic rights, whether it's labor rights, environmental rights, children's rights, or women's rights, is a human rights defender. When a woman takes on that role, she becomes a woman human rights defender. Malaysia interested in learning and sharing information with Indonesia on disaster mitigation and preparedness efforts. Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister Dato' Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi expressed Malaysia's interest in learning and sharing information related to disaster mitigation and preparedness efforts undertaken by the Indonesian government through the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB. Dora Pandari has the details. Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister Dato' Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi expressed his admiration for the disaster preparedness of the Asian Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance, or the AHA Center, and Emergency Operations Center, EOC, of the National Disaster Management Agency. In a press conference after meeting with the head of the National Disaster Management Agency in Jakarta Monday, Dato' Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi also expressed Malaysia's interest in learning and sharing information related to disaster mitigation and preparedness efforts carried out by the Indonesian government through the National Disaster Management Agency, because according to Dato' Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, preparedness is important and proactive steps are needed in disaster management.
Kesiapsiagaan ini penting. Kita harus mengambil beberapa langkah proaktif.
Preparedness is important. We have to take some proactive steps, and for this natural disaster or catastrophe, we don't know when it will happen. Even though we have an early warning system, we have indicators that provide sophistication of information or announcement. But in terms of disaster management, the management of this disaster must be handled with full preparedness.
The Deputy Prime Minister of Malaysia further stated that Indonesia has various types of disasters that Malaysia does not have. This certainly encourages the advantages in terms of competence in emergency response that Indonesia has. Therefore, according to Dato' Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, Malaysia needs to increase knowledge and training on disaster preparedness from Indonesia. Dora Pandari for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That's the news. And coming up next, here is the commentary entitled Indonesia's Wanted Application to Protect Citizens Abroad, to be read by Anand Tejas Kasi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian citizens abroad are spread across five continents, with the largest numbers are in Asia, Asia-Pacific, and the Middle East. Most of them are migrant workers and students. In order to collect, monitor, and maintain the existence of these Indonesian citizens, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has created an application using artificial intelligence, AI, named SARI. Yudan Graha, Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, told Voice of Indonesia that the purpose of launching this application is to protect Indonesian citizens abroad, not only related to legal problems that often occur with migrant workers, but also provides data and various important information for those living in other countries. To facilitate the application, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is collaborating with UN Women, the United Nations Agency for Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women, in the creation and implementation of this SARI application. One of the interesting things about this application is the ability of various regional languages to meet the needs of Indonesian migrant workers abroad. Protection of citizens is an absolute and important thing for every government whose citizens live or work abroad. This is a form of state responsibility in maintaining national assets and also protecting its citizens according to the law. The existence of the SARI application is a form of state responsibility to its citizens. For this reason, the socialization of this application must be massively distributed to all Indonesian representatives abroad, so that every Indonesian citizen who is in other country knows clearly their rights and obligations. In addition, it is hoped that Indonesian citizens who live abroad will be proactive in filling in their personal data in this newly launched application, so that their whereabouts can be detected quickly and accurately by Indonesian representatives abroad. Especially in the midst of the threat of an uncertain global situation, world weather changes that can cause natural disasters, as well as political crises or conflicts between countries. That was commentary.
Cinta kepadamu saat pertama bertemu, salahkah
and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Easily, a person can spend 1 to 2 cars on it. Katsuomi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Katsuomi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, Katsuomi is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Katsuomi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
people properly, how to do it. Let's find out. And let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. People on people, the fashion, Indonesian wonder, history. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C, 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 which can be used for pizza, chocolate, Joanna. Let's continue. B, 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 which can be used for Dano, Dodo, Desa. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
narrates the story of Pekanbaru, a city in Indonesia known as the Black City. The lyrics describe Pekanbaru as a clean, safe, orderly, and harmonious city. Nathan also calls on everyone to work together in building Pekanbaru to achieve Adipura Award, which is a prestigious recognition for cities or districts in Indonesia that excel in urban environmental management and cleanliness. Well, listener, here's the Malay song Kick Kick Boom Boom by Sharifah Berita. Happy listening! +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812 +62812